I love, well, first of all, being in the team, but if you can grab the first overall, be the go-to man, it's nothing better. You've got to eat up the pressure, and I think for us, we've always got a couple of quick bowlers of the Australian team, and I think it's the Australian way to go about, trying to bowl quick up early and trying to swing it and try and take a few wickets early, which we can, I guess, do with a couple of our bowlers. And I'm not sure what team we're going to go in. Yesterday was a totally different side to the first game, different combinations, but we've got, I guess, probably one or two frontline spinners, and then we've got, Glenn Maxwell, David Hussey, Cameron White. There's three or four, really good spinners who I guess, classified as batsmen. Yeah, I'm about an hour out of the city, Blue Mountains, right down the bottom. So I'm still out there and travelling to the SCG every day to train. Just outside Penrith, so about 5-10 minutes out the other side, Blaxland. Yeah, I guess it's just one of the things about being relatively young. All the other guys, Brett Lee, Mitchell Johnson, guess all those guys probably went through it until about the age of 20, 21. It's a pretty unnatural thing to be bowling, trying to bowl, I guess as fast as I can, 120 times a day in a, shield match or a test match. So I guess the foot injury was kind of like that, and the side injury was just one of those things. Every bowler has it once or twice, and I was probably lucky enough to not have it for so long, and just came at a bad time a couple of months ago. But yeah, look, with 2020s for the next couple of months, I'm sure the body will be fine. Yeah, the bowlers when I was growing up was Brett Lee and Glenn McGrath were probably the two main ones. Gillespie was there for a little bit, but I loved McGrath. That he was just Mr. Reliable. Every game he knew that he was going to come out and take one or two early wickets, and if he wasn't, he's going to always trouble the batsman, which was, you could just lock him in for however many overs you want him to bowl. He was awesome, and Binger was, I guess just the, I don't know, just the confident bowler running in, trying to, blast the front pad off every ball and rip in there, which as a young kid, you love, you want to go out in the backyard or out on the field and try and bowl as fast as you can. So here's another one that I love watching too. New South Wales, I'm not sure. I've spent a little bit of time with Brett Lee. He came over to England just recently, and I've over the summer when I was injured, I spent a fair bit of time with him with the Sydney Sixers. But I'm not sure. When I debuted, Stuart Clarke was the coach, captain, sorry. So he was a great influence on me. He's obviously not playing now, but he was for that first season, he was great. Other than that, there's I guess you bump into past players every now and then. But someone like Billy McDermott spent a fair bit of time on tour as well.